This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Jonathan Feldstein from Genesis 123 Foundation. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this Friday. I hope you're well.
Doing well. Thank you, Howard. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you for asking. The IDF strike has killed three civilians in Gaza's only Catholic church. This is horrible.
It is horrible. It's a tragedy. We don't want to see any innocent civilians killed. I don't know details as to, I know Israel said that we're investigating. I don't know details as to the strike itself, if it was an accident, if perhaps, which is not something that we wouldn't have seen before, that the Catholic Church was being used to for terrorists. We've seen Hamas embedding itself in everything that we would in the real world think otherwise as being sacred, schools and mosques and hospitals. It's not the first time that one of the Christian institutions in Gaza was hit. It's not happening frequently, but then again, there are fewer than 1,000 Christians in Gaza, as I understand. It's horrible. It's sad. Unfortunately, it puts Israel in a bad spotlight.
Well, it does. I saw that something like 10,000 churches have been destroyed in places like Nigeria over the last number of years. The churches are being destroyed, unfortunately, horrifically, in many places, but it is correct. Only if Israel is involved that it gets any attention at all.
100%. And Israel's the only place that I'm aware of that will actually say, we investigating, we're sorry. But the broad condemnation, and it's a great example, particularly Nigeria, because no one really, and I mean this tongue in cheek, but it's actually true. No one cares about black African churches.
Definitely.
But even when the Syrian jihadi regime is slaughtering, and I'm talking about Christians, not even about the Druze more recently.
Yeah, there was an attack in Damascus. There was the attack at a church in Syria. It was maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it certainly wasn't more than that. And it made the news for a few hours and then completely disappeared.
Correct. And none of this is to say that if this happened, whether it was deliberate for a particular strategic reason or whether it was an accident, it's not horrible. Of course, that's not Israel's goal. But yes, we are in a war. We're in a war with an enemy that worships death. And so they are using this for their best PR, and I say best in quotes, to give Israel a bloody nose. And it's horrible, but we investigate, we apologize. If something truly happened, there may even be some level of financial compensation to the families, to the church itself, diplomatic issues with the Vatican because it was a Catholic church. I'm not sure why the Italian prime minister felt the need to speak out about this because she's not a representative of Christianity or the Catholic Church, but it is what it is, and it's horrible, and it's sad, and I at least admire us for acknowledging that, yes, indeed, it happened, and we regret that. And what will come of that further remains yet to be seen. Hopefully, we will blink our eyes, and by the end of the day, Hamas will have realized the mistake in its ways, and they will say, we've been wrong all along.
Yeah. No, I'm sure.
We're leaving through the Egyptian border. And all the Gazans can now live in peace without threats because we are the cause of the threats.
All right, I want to have what you've had for breakfast this morning. But the other strange story is Huckabee being very upset with Israel for not welcoming Christians in terms of this visa blow up. What happened here?
So I only read parenthetically, and because it's a headline I deliberately chose not to go deeper into. There is a history in Israel under the Ministry of Interior, specifically under the Ministry of Interior, that's headed by the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, to be less favorable about giving visas to Christian volunteers. These are people who come for a year or two or three years at a time. Mm. And it's not new. Either 2 years or 3 years ago, right around now, August, September, I did a podcast with the Inspiration from Zion podcast about this very issue. It had become public again, exposed by some people here in Israel who've been having a really hard time getting visas for their volunteers to come and work. And there are no shortage of Christian institutions that rely on these visas. And that's wrong. I really believe it's wrong. I'm not sure. By the way, I do want to say there were one person in particular called it out then and went public. Others didn't want to because they didn't want to create an unpleasant situation for Israel. Now, I don't know what the catalyst was for Ambassador Huckabee to issue this statement, but I'm concerned in the sense, the similar way that the Italian Prime Minister, she may be a Catholic, and the Vatican is headquartered in the midst of Rome as its own entity. So maybe there's some relevance, and Ambassador Huckabee is an evangelical Christian. But when he's talking about, and I respect him tremendously, but when he's talking about the issue of Israel not issuing visas to Christians in general, and then kind of threatening that it might be difficult for people like my son-in-law, who are Israeli and intending to go for their honeymoon to America next month, but he might not get a visa as a repercussion of Israel not issuing visas to Christians from South Africa. And I, by the way, have good friends who are Christians from South Africa who are here now, and or from Germany or from Finland or from wherever Christians come from. I'm not so sure that it's the place of the U.S. government with the ambassador in Jerusalem to issue such a statement and borderline threat against Israelis as a repercussion.
It's interesting that is there a difference between, or is there concern about Christians visiting Israel as tourists versus Christians visiting Israel with a missionary, conversion approach, or is that not the issue at all here?
That's the range of issues, and there are a lot of issues in between, and that's for a separate conversation. And I'm glad to do that, and I'm glad to speak to that very candidly. I think that the broader issue is that we as Jews, and I believe this, most Jews in the world are unfortunately negatively predisposed to Christians and Christianity because of history going back 1800 years,
right.
and legitimate crimes that have taken place by the church in the name of Jesus to the people from whom Jesus descended. So there's a legitimate reason. I think here in Israel, there's a greater, it's raised to a different level because we live in a bubble. We live in a bubble where we don't have to care or think about Christians. You know, people will pejoratively call them goyim. It's a great biblical word, the nations, but these are typically nations who do love us, yet there are issues. And I think that putting the best face on it, people in the Ministry of Interior are not favorably disposed and don't particularly care that there are institutions in Israel that generate all kinds of support, from financial to prayer and everything in between, and don't particularly care if 10 or 20 or 30 people, fewer people, come as volunteers. And yes, there are other issues and allegations of of proselytizing. I'm thinking of three or four particular Christian organizations here that disavow that don't allow that tell their volunteers, don't even think of coming here if that's your intention. That's not what our
Missions.
mission and purpose is. And there's again, at best, a disconnect, but I think that there's an arrogance. I think there's a stupidity. It's not the first time, probably won't be the last time, unless the same blinking of the eye. And by the end of the day, there's a pun intended coming to Jesus moment of the Ministry of Interior, and we end up realizing that this has been kind of a stupid policy for a while. But I respect Governor Huck. I always keep calling him Governor Ambassador Huckabee tremendously. I'm not sure. I hope that this wasn't authorized from Washington, but
It seems to
I'm
me to
concerned.
be almost an emotional knee-jerk response that.
I have some suspicions also, and I'm not going to go into that because I don't know, but Ambassador Huckabee represents the best of Christian support for Israel in the world, and it is painful and it is troubling. But I think unless you have an honest conversation and just look at it as not to slap down the interior minister who's a member of the Shas party, but want to take it on a deeper level and have conversations and explain to people, not just the minister, but the clerks, the people who work in the ministry. Who are these people who want tourist, excuse me, volunteer visas, and what are they here
Absolutely.
doing? And how are they making an impact?
And if there
You know,
has
I'll tell you a
been,
quick funny story.
just before you do that, I mean, the support during the last couple of years, I believe, from the Christian community around the world, we see it here in South Africa, we see it everywhere, has been a lifeline for Israel, actually. But tell us your
Yes.
funny story.
So a few weeks ago, during the midst of the war with Iran, we had raised money from Genesis 123 to provide toys and games and activities for children who were now homeless because their homes were hit. And I went to one of the major hotels in Jerusalem that had over 800 people who are now homeless. And if there are 800 people, intuitively, at least a third of them, maybe half, were children. So we walked in with bags full of toys, and the Shas minister of social welfare, I believe he is, was there. He heard what we were doing. We took a picture, and I said to him with respect, knowing where he comes from, I said, I want to be sure before I publicize this picture that you are aware and don't mind the fact that the money that we raised here is coming from Christians all over the world. And I don't remember his precise words, but he basically said the Hebrew phrase ken yirbu, that it should continue, that we value that support. But that's minister number one who's working in social welfare. Minister number two, who's in charge of the Ministry of Interior, and they look at it as their personal fiefdom, at best cares less, and at worst just may have a negative predisposition to wanting to give visas to Christians for anything. And we need to have a serious dialogue here in Israel.
The Syrian presidency has accused the Druze fighters of violating the ceasefire. What do we know about the state of the ceasefire at the moment?
What we know that the Syrian president is a jihadi, and so I kind of believe him about as much as I believe the government spokespeople and the Hamas health ministry. That said, he's also called for a ceasefire, but it's his troops that he nominally controls that are the ones that are attacking the minorities, the Christians, the Alawites, the Druze. Look, the Druze are making Israeli Druze are making Israeli Jews very jealous because they're taking action, fighting back, Israelis breaching the border and being responsible for their own people in a way that some of us feel we should be even more bold about. I don't know if I don't know if there is a ceasefire, but I know this. If the Syrian troops have withdrawn, it's in no part in no small part due to the fact that Israel has engaged and taken. I wrote an article that's now just being published about the Druze situation, and it's in no small part to us, the state of Israel, taking action. Even if there's a ceasefire, that doesn't mean that the Syrian jihadi Muslims who look at the Druze as infidels and therefore will cut off their beards and slaughter them in cold blood are going to suddenly have a change of heart and walk away and never want to do this again. So we can expect to continue to see that this will be ongoing, whether it's to the same level or not, will be seen. And people still talk about normalization between Israel and Syria. And I think the penultimate line in my article is, I think that what we're seeing now is the normal with Syria. And that's the best we can expect.
Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always. Wishing you a fantastic weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and let's hope it is a peaceful one. It is 8 o'clock.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.